You know, sometimes I go down a rabbit hole, and we've had this conversation before. I like rabbit holes, okay? I like learning things, I like looking at the evidence, and I like piecing together things for myself. Welcome back to the Meatweed Podcast, where I don't know what this classifies as, okay? Is it a more serious topic? I don't know. The implications are creepy, right? Like, after learning about this specific dead internet theory, right? I heard about it, and then I thought, yeah, I've seen the 4chan post. I used to see there on occasion. Like, I didn't go on 4chan a lot, but I've seen a lot of people screenshot green text, the more popular ones, right? But the dead internet theory holds more water to it than I initially thought, and it didn't make me comfortable learning. Having said that, you know, the problem, it really skews your mind, okay? Let's cut this intro, okay? Anyway. There are many rabbit holes on the internet that I have seen, and many of them make you think for a while, and then you just go about your day, right? You know, there's theories like maybe you're always being watched, which, unfortunately, thanks to Edward Snowden, we know for a fact that it is real, right? Like, we all know we're being spied on constantly, and if you're a threat to whatever country you're a part of, then it's a big issue. But if you're not, you're not, you know? It is what it is, right? That's become the norm. There's another one that I've heard that, I don't know why. It struck a chord with me because it makes you think about your entire life on the internet. And me being an internet personality, not a big one, mind you, but me being one in general, it really has made me look at some of the things, interactions, and people in the past that I've known, right? Oh, God. There we go. Microphone on the stand for this one. I usually have it around, just walking around with me. But for this one, I had to sit down. Damn, this one struck. Here's a reason for it, right? Is the dead internet theory is a phenomena where a lot of people that you interact with online don't exist. Let me put it in a way that is easier to understand. A lot of the times you interact with someone online, maybe for a few messages, and that's it. Who's to say that we're a real person, though? And I'm not talking about spam bots. Everyone knows spam bots are annoying, right? I get it. Sometimes you get a message in your DMs and it's, oh, we're looking for this. Like, it's a very clear bot, right? But not all bots are the same. Not all bots are, you know, not convincing, if that makes any sense. For example, some years ago, there was a video where this was a prototype to AI where a voice was being used, a bot, a very smart bot was being used in a telemarketing scheme. And if you responded, the way to break it was to say you're not a robot. It would go, I am a real person. If you watch that video, look up that one. Look up that audio clip. I am a real person. Look up that YouTube video. It is fucked. It is actually fucked. It's creepy. I'm getting chills thinking about it. And the best part about it is I'm now on edge again, because I'm recording at midnight. Thank you, everyone, for supporting the podcast, by the way. Years ago, I had a job where I worked at night, and some of my best content came from me recording at 12, 1 in the morning. We're back. Welcome back. I want to thank everyone who stuck by the period that I would say was kind of slow. But we're back. Back in black. I'm in the sack. What? Okay. Anyway, dead internet theory, right? The reason it fucking struck a chord with me is because with other theories, you don't see yourself in it, right? Let's say a theory would be like, fuck, you know what? I don't even know a lot of internet theories. There's a lot of them that just don't make sense. Like, one of them is, no, none of them are coming to mind, right? Because I'm so busy sticking with the internet theory, the dead internet theory. That one strikes a chord with me because I've had a relationship in the past that was over the internet. And basically, the dead internet theory is, they might not have been real to begin with. So, fuck, that really does get to me. Damn. There's a lot more to it. Hang on. Let me pull up some articles. We're going to read about it together. For those of you who like, you know, more knowledgeable sides of things, I'm going to give you a written synopsis of it, right? I'm going to pull up the original green text just for context. This is basically where it all started. There's a lot of text in the original post that I don't want to read because there's a lot of slurs, but yeah, you know, it's 4chan. That's how they talk there. But let's skip to the part that got to me. Or not that got to me, basically where the theory starts. The internet feels empty and devoid of people. It is also devoid of content compared to the internet of, say, 2007 and beyond. The internet of today is entirely sterile. There is nowhere to go and nothing to do, see, read, or experience anymore. It all imploded into a handful of normal sites and these empty, husks we inhabit. Yes, the internet may seem gigantic, but it is like a hot air balloon with nothing inside. Some of this is absolutely the fault of corporations and government entities. However, this doesn't explain the following. I used to be in perpetual contact with a solid number of people across multiple sites. Across the years, each and every one of them vanished without a trace. None of them were into political stuff or anything even remotely questionable or controversial. Yet they all simply vanished into a puff of smoke. See here, no matter the site, no matter the communication platform, there was no goodbye or explanation. They simply vanished. I've seen the same threads, the same pics, and the same replies reposted over and over across the years to the point of me seeing it as unremarkable. Simply put, thread A would be posted on, say, 2015, and would get... would get its share of replies or pics, and say... And, you know, it lists websites. Then, that very same thread, with the same text, the photos, and the replies would all appear in 2016 and beyond. Every year, the same thing happening. This often happens the same year multiple times as well. Of course, and lists more websites, is getting shilled and bot-posted to death. With recycled and completely innocent... But why recycle a completely innocent thread? Who is doing this and why? Stuff like this won't be noticed by your average poster, perhaps. But I and other old, and I can't say that part, will inevitably notice it. Essentially, the internet is in a constant loop, according to this person, where every year, the top post, let's say the top post on Reddit, if you're a Reddit user, you already know. You go on r/funny, and it's the same memes from last year, the same replies, the same wholesome rewards, and next year, rinse and repeat. The top comments, the top everything, is the same every year. And essentially, this 4chan user has noticed it, and it's on a repeating cycle. Every year, the same things are posted, and there's no new ideas under the sun. And there's no numerous websites that we can go on. We have YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest. What else do we have? Facebook, maybe. Yeah, if you use Facebook. Reading on further into the dead internet theory is that they got something right. This post was made years ago, right? And they pointed out that there's going to be less and less websites that we all go to. And yes, there was less. In fact, back then when this post was made, Tumblr was still a thing. You guys know Tumblr, right? That app that still exists, but barely anybody uses it. Essentially, there was a great migration of people from Tumblr to Twitter, and more websites exist. Here's the problem, right? I don't remember these websites. I remember some of them. I used some of them. And now, as time progresses, we're using less and less websites, and each of them repeating stuff. Whatever is liked by everybody, okay? That's interesting to me, you know? It's an interesting theory, right? But what got me was the comment later on in the post saying things about bots. Anyone who uses Twitter can tell you that there's just fucking bots everywhere, right? There's actually ways to break them, too. Here's another one that I don't like in the post, okay? I'm reading it again directly from the Dead Internet Theory post. Algorithm fiction. Do you like blank, Anon? How about other Hollywood stuff? Music, perhaps? Have you noticed how sterile fiction has become? How it caters to the lowest common denominator and follows the same template over and over again. How music is just auto-tuned blank and basic blandness. There's some words I'm censoring for obvious reasons. The writer's strike never ended. Algorithms and computer programs and manufacturing are manufacturing modern fiction. No human being is behind such things. And here's the part that I read that, right? Okay. I'm taking everything else as seriously as I can, but this one specific line I disagree with. because it's just funny to me. Like, this person obviously has an agenda, right? After reading this, it didn't get to me too well. So I'm slowly losing my faith in the dead internet theory because this fucking guy said, anyway, this is why anime looms so large. Even a simple mo anime has heart because there's actual people behind it. Dude. No, dude. Like, these are made by big corporations. Who gives a shit? These people are like, oh my god, everything is fake except for anime. Like, no. Just because you like something doesn't mean it's the exception, okay? You can shit on something and still enjoy it, okay? I'm talking to someone who, like, shits on literally everything, and then I'll vibe with it anyway. Like, a lot of modern music I don't care for, right? Or I'll say that, and I'll shit-talk it, and then I'll fucking dance to it in the car, you know? There's a new song right now on TikTok. It's like, I love the way you kiss me. It's really good. I like it. It's actually in my playlist now. Okay, going back to the bot thing. Right here, we're going to read directly from the post again. Oh, and I want to reiterate something. When I censor myself when I'm reading this post, it's because I don't want to yell a slur. Okay? Anyway, let's read on. Fake people. No, not NPCs. YouTube people who talk about this or that. And quite possibly many politicians, actors, and so forth who may not actually exist. In fact, I'm sure of it. This person says, CGI and deepfakes are far more advanced than we are led to believe, and we can't trust our own eyes anymore. Many people, events, news, and so on may be wholly fictional. Again, this is just a theory, right? Some of these things I don't agree with, but they can hold water, okay? I've seen deepfakes that are pretty good. Not all of them, though. Like, when's the last time you heard of a deepfake, right? Okay, I want to read on ahead. There's a lot of other stuff. Actually, hang on. There's one here that was interesting to me as well. The internet on your smartphone is not the same internet as on your PC. Try it for yourself. Go to a popular website with a lot of traffic. 4chan, Facebook, Reddit, anything. Any site with a massive user base and fast content will do. Spend a few days randomly checking it out on your PC and on your phone. You will soon notice that from time to time, at irregular intervals, as far as I've witnessed, the same site as seen on your phone will be wholly different from the version of your PC. Entire threads, numerous and well-replied, what is that? Entire threads, numerous and well-replied, will be on one, but not the other. The whole board will be different. Near the end, okay, let's read further on. There's like two more lines. My last suspicion is easier to take in. I have a feeling we're in a strange kind of civil war, an internal one. I think Mark Zuckerberg and other tech guys were all on 4chan as an anonymous people at some point, maybe even now. They drew from the same well as us, but went on in their own direction. So, let's see here. There's a lot of other parts about it. Okay, that was the line at the end. At the end, he says, thank you for your time. Feel free to insult me if you want. And that's about it, really. Okay? However, this was the beginning. Let me tell you why it was just the beginning. Because this post opened the floodgates for a number of people to start, like, Twitter threads and show the comments section specifically. They would do this, right? Get a photo, a very generic one, maybe a cute puppy, and say, aw, how cute, with a little heart emoji, who cares? The most bland, basic post you can post. Post it on there, give it like 5 minutes, and within those 5 minutes, bot comments. A shit ton of bot comments are going to fill up your comment section on Twitter or Instagram, right? On these two main ones that a lot of people use. The reason being is because it's very... the most basic material, the most overly, like, let's say everybody likes a thing, right? If everyone can universally agree on something, it will be spread further and further. That's basically it. That's the dead internet theory. I do like this comparison. Let me bring it up here. Basically, the advancement of technology has and always will be scary, okay? There's always going to be people that point the finger and say, you know, this is bad, and humans fear the unknown. That's just how we are, okay? We're scared to try new things. We're scared to go out. And some of us are different, granted. But for the most part, a lot of people don't want to leave this comfortable bubble they're in, right? Shit, I myself had that issue for years. Before I decided to... it's a long story. I already told it before, too. You guys already know me. If you guys don't, go back a few episodes. Seriously, I never shut up about it. Me going on over-the-road driving and just driving every state I could. It's kind of cool. Okay, let me put it this way, okay? I got to start over. I lost my train of thought. I'm kind of tired. The internet is today what the steel mill was years ago to people who have never seen one. Basically, every time technology advances, there's going to be people who distrust it for whatever reason. Is there a legitimate reason to distrust things? Yes, new things can be scary, and with new technologies, there could be new issues, right? There's also a thing that you need to understand. Technology is incredible, but it has its limits. That's something I do want to point out, right? People want to point out that bots are like this incredible thing where it's like, oh, you could pay them to do whatever, but like, not really, right? In fact, artificial intelligence is something touted as the modern day cure-all for everything, right? AI this, AI that. Amazon couldn't work it right. One of these major tech giants, right? Amazon themselves. They had that store where you could pick up whatever item you wanted, and I guess some sort of AI thing was supposed to read your face, and you walk out of the store with it, and it charges you later, you know? You don't have to pay for anything, you don't stop anywhere, and it was found later that it was just several thousand people in India. That's it. It wasn't an AI thing. It was people trained to, okay, look at this guy's face. This must be his email. Facial recognition recognizes this guy. So we'll just charge his account. And there was several flaws with the system where if people picked up an item and then they would put it back because they no longer wanted it, it would still register that they picked it up and left with it. They would be charged for it and then they'd be reimbursed. And it was a whole embarrassing thing. They had to shut down those stores. It was Amazon something. I don't know. Amazon Fresh? I don't remember. I don't know why I was questioning myself. It was Amazon Fresh. Amazon Fresh was the one that supposedly uses technology that didn't exist. So if Amazon, one of the richest companies in the world, cannot figure it out, well, quite honestly, this is the peak of technology, right? We want to think that we're smarter than we are. Human technology is very limited, okay? And the thing about it is, I love that people are very optimistic, right? In their dark ways, people are optimistic about human ingenuity, right? People want to think, oh, there's some big technology that we don't know about. The truth is, not really, right? Like, most of what we have is the best. Like, this is the best of the best. In fact, even AI learning, it was a whole thing. Recently, artificial intelligence started running out of things to learn. And the thing is, right? Sure, it got really intelligent. The problem is, when you teach something, you could teach it the wrong things as well. And of course, that really fucked with things because it's running out of stuff to learn on the internet. It's running out of human things to learn. But the thing is, I wouldn't say it's learning as much as it is copying it, right? It's almost directly copying other things. I've seen it when people use Bing's like little artificial intelligent picture maker thing, and it makes a photo in the style of an artist who is very well known, right? Like, let's say it makes a Vincent van Gogh painting. Like, all of a sudden, that's going to be there, right? Tell you what, I'll do you one favor. I'll do you one big favor. The cover photo for this is going to be this. I'm going to pull up Bing right now, and I'm going to ask it to do something, okay? Bear with me. I hold in my hand Copilot, the AI companion that Bing created, okay? We're going to use it to make a cover photo. Now, I do not condone using AI as a replacement for actual artists. However, for this specific instance, we're going to use it, right? I want something stupid, something really dumb, okay? Just to show you the limit of the intelligence of these things, right? The actual prompt is going to be written, and I'm going to take a screenshot and use it as a photo. The prompt is, make a photo of a dog wearing a very large top hat that's too big for it, okay? That's what I asked it to do. I'm going to wait for it to... I'll create that, come on. It's going to take a second. I'm just going to pause it, and I'll be right back. Okay, I came up with four images, each of which was just a... What is that, a pug? Yeah, it's four pugs wearing a top hat. Two of the images, I'd say, are the exact same, with different gradients and a slight more head tilt. But it's basically the same idea, right? You know what? I'll just post it on Instagram. I'll post it on Instagram. I don't want to use the cover photo. You know, give AI that job. I'll give that to someone on Twitter, some other artist. I want to thank Global Snag on Instagram for telling me to actually, like, initial my paintings whenever I upload them, because people have, weirdly enough, they've been getting images, like, no matter what it is, right? They've been getting people's original characters, they've been getting, like, backgrounds, like, something that I paint, and they would just use them and claim them as their own. So, thanks for that. Appreciate that. And also, obviously, they don't give any credit. Okay, I want to talk about something, because I saw a TikTok, and it just reminded me of something me and my girlfriend did. One time we were looking up the sounds of dinosaurs, right? Because scientists recently predict that, like, the sound that we know from, like, Jurassic Park, that's not, like, that's not the way that dinosaurs sounded. It sounded more different. So when I was showing her how dinosaurs sounded, it was actually, we were on the way to go watch my little brother play a show. No, he's in band. He's really good. And for some reason, we forgot that the GPS was on, right? So I put up the volume so we can hear what dinosaurs actually sound like, right? And as I put the volume up, all I hear is, listen closely, you're going to hear it. And we hear, in a half mile, turn right. I just remember that right now, because I saw a video on people who think, oh, this is what dinosaurs actually sound like, and it's, like, really, really creepy. It's just fucking funny to me, because, I don't know, it was so unexpected. We were listening very closely, too, because we thought, it's a little quiet, hang on, can you hear it? And then I hear, in the next stop sign, turn right! I don't think T-Rex spoke perfect English like that, but I could be wrong. Oh my god. Look, I just wanted to brighten the mood too, because every time I think about my girl, I always get, like, way happier, you know? I don't know. I'm in a better mood thinking about her. She's so pretty. She's also fun to be around. I know she's listening. Hi, honey. Anyway, the dead internet theory is an interesting one, but it's just a theory. And the thing about theories online is that some of them can be proven, a lot of them can't. It is what it is, you know? Maybe the internet is mostly bots, I don't know. From what I've seen, my experience, some of them might be, some of them might not be. The internet... Oh, I keep hiccuping. The internet most likely is just 30% bots, you know? That's the sweet number I've heard. 30% bots, mostly on bigger websites like Instagram, Twitter. I don't think Pinterest has any bots, to be honest. I know Facebook definitely has some. Okay, if you want to talk weird AI stuff, go on Facebook and look up the bigger posts, because it's all just AI generated photos and people typing blindly, you know? Like, there's people in the comment section going, type amen. There's a guy who made Jesus out of sand. And, like, it's a very clear AI photo, but they don't know any better. A lot of people online. Or maybe the accounts are from fake people. You never really know. Back in the day, you could go and message people on Facebook and go, hey, you know, like, are you real? Yeah, some of them get weird responses, but I don't know. It's just funny to me how the dead internet theory, in theory, right? Because it's such a plausible theory, it makes you rethink things. The reason at the beginning of the episode I was so surprised by it is because I do have a lot of people that I've interacted with who just disappeared, right? In fact, recently, we have Redwood, someone on TikTok that I used to talk to. I had wondered where he was at, and then I get a message from a different account with the same name, and it says, hey, my old account got deleted because of things that weren't my fault. And I looked into it, and yeah, they were right. They got deleted, or they got taken down for something that didn't happen, like, ever. They never posted any videos, and for some reason, TikTok banned them for posting gore, even though they never posted anything, like, at all, period. So, that's a thing. But yeah, they're back. Good for them. Here's the thing as well, is that I noticed that the TikTok vote had finally gone through. So people think TikTok's just going to be banned, right? That's not how laws work. TikTok's going to be voted on again. And TikTok themselves, the platform, can actually countersue. Like, they could sue the United States back, because essentially what the U.S. is doing is forcing them to sell the company, which they're not going to do that, you know, clearly. They can't just do that. They can't just sell the company to an American, you know, an American-owned business. Basically, that seems fucking creepy, right? Like, I don't know how to explain it. It just fucks with me that all this is going on. I knew the vote would pass, you know, like whenever they want something done, it's going to be done. It's just, there's a lot of laws in place to protect us, you know, and that's a good thing. I'm saying this because I got something in the mail too, and it makes you think, you know. Look, I'm not going to name company names. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to go too into detail. But it's something that's occupying a lot of my mind right now. One of the businesses that I used to work for, one of the companies I used to work for, got sued. And several podcasts ago, I mentioned that... Oh, I burped a lot. Several podcasts ago, I mentioned that I might get a few cents out of it. Well, it went through. The settlement went through. I got a lot more than a few cents. So, damn, you know, sometimes life throws you a bone. That's how I feel right now. Anyway, I'm not going to go to sleep. I'm going to work on something. Look, I'm sorry. Okay. Last week I mentioned I was going to make a YouTube video. I haven't even started on it, but I now have the materials to make it. Thank you. Thanks to my girl. Thank you, honey. I love you so much. Seriously. I love you so fucking much. You have no idea how much you've been helping me out. She's the reason that I keep doing this, you know, like, honestly, she motivates me to keep doing things. She supports me. And I feel good. I feel really happy. I got a big old blushing face on right now. Hopefully I could do it before she listens to this part of the podcast. She has been behind on episodes, but I have a surprise for her. And I hope she listens to this before it, I hope she doesn't listen to this before it comes up. But, you know, I'm just going to show her something later. Oh, I'm all excited. Anyway. What else is there to talk about, okay? We have the dead internet theory, which is a total fucking downer, right? I'm trying to lift the mood, okay? How about this? How about a knock-knock joke? This is fucking dumb. I was reading it, and I'm like, I'm not laughing at the joke. I'm laughing at the fact that I'm saying a fucking knock-knock joke. Okay, when have you heard one of these in the longest time? Okay, knock-knock. Who's there? Candace. Candace who? Can this door open, or am I stuck out here? Boo, that joke sucked. I just saw a post for a dad joke. I thought it was kind of cute. Oh, that's cute. I love it. Aw. Okay. I kind of have baby fever right now. Anyway, I know we were talking about the dead internet theory and, like, how jokes are repeated, but I had to look up very specific types of jokes, right? So here's one. My wife just completed a 40-week bodybuilding program this morning. It's a girl, and it weighs 7 pounds and 12 ounces. Aw. Aw, that's cute. Come on, that's a literal dad joke. I remember hearing this dad joke once when I was younger, and it's still kind of funny. It's just, I don't think it classifies as a dad joke. Close enough, though. Basically, it's, as I handed my dad his 50th birthday card, he looked at me with tears in his eyes, and he said, "You know, son, one would have been enough." Aw, that's funny. That's funny to me. I like simple jokes sometimes, okay? I'm a simple person who likes simple humor. And why is Bing still running in the background? That's creepy. Sorry about that. Anyway, I know this episode was a downer. Kind of sorry about that. But I just thought it was interesting, right? You know, the dead internet theory. No one ever raises the question, what are we doing, you know? Are we actually interacting with other people? Or are we just kind of talking to ourselves? Like I'm doing right now because this post or this podcast doesn't get that many views. But when it does get views, yay! I appreciate that. By the way, I appreciate people actually responding last week to the JoJo Siwa blocking thing. Thank you, actually. I was surprised people were that upset about JoJo Siwa. People don't care anymore. It's been a week and I haven't heard from her since, right? Like, just silence on her end. Anyway, appreciate you guys for listening. I'm trying to work on a YouTube video, but I do have a new job, so, you know, it's kind of going to get hard, okay? Sorry. Well, not really. I'll see you guys. I'm sorry. It's just not going to be that hard. Sorry. Jesus, I should clarify that. Okay, see you guys next week.